Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom Klam Amches, and we're starting Simen Ches. So the Chayodom discusses the following case, which we've touched on something along these lines already. So we have two groups. So they started out as two separate groups, and each one is sitting on a separate table. If the original intent was that they should be one unit, so then the lach is mitzdarfim, they're going to be mitzdarf together. Afilo heim bebeis batim, imiksasim royim elu es elu, ashiyesh shamash echad hamashamash lebeis habatim, v'chelam lishmoya birchaz hamazin mitzdarfim. So if there's some way that they can function as one unit, they can be mitzdarf for zimun. So he gives us two options. One option is that there's one shamash serving both houses. So in that sense, there's somebody which is in both groups. He's in group A, and then he goes to group B, and he goes back to group A. So they're really one in that sense. Or they can see each other. But not only if they can see each other, all of them can see each other, but even if they're situated in such a way that some of them can see some of the other, so nobody's seeing the full group, and not everybody in the group is seeing at all. But since there's some way that they're mitzdarf together, so A, they want to be mitzdarf together, and there is some way that we are able to look at them as one group. So either the combination of these two factors allows them to be mitzdarf together for zimun. Now the Mishabura adds that they're not mechuyev to be mitzdarf together for zimun; they're allowed to be mitzdarf together for zimun. Vimlav. If this is not so, so there's not one shamish which would be mitzarif them together, or they're not royon eselu eselu, mixos royon eselu eselu, or they weren't mitzarif together, they had no intent to be mitzarif together. So then the opposite is true. So if they're heim bebayis echot, even if they're in the same building, the same house, any mitzarifim, because each one is eating in a separate shulchan. Now, that is, he says over there, this is a magen of Ram. Now, the Chayyarim then comes along and says, that's the opinion of the magen of Ram. So in Bayis Echad, the original point that the Chayyarim started with, that you need intent. You don't need intent. If they're in one bias, they're mitzarev even without intent. But Mishabura does add, you still need one shamish, or that some of them see each other. You need a combination of, so the intent you don't need since they're in one bias, but there has to be some way that they're functioning as one unit, either because some of group A are able to see part of group B, or but there's one shamish serving both of them. And the Chayyarim says, even though this is a machlokes between the Magen of Ram and these opinions, having the maila of being mekayim zimun, it makes sense to rely on this opinion. You can rely on this opinion in order to gain the maila of zimun. Okay. So let's say you have a scenario where you have a sheva brachas of something of that sort, and you can't fit in one room, and you put some of the people in one room, some people in another room. So over there, clearly it's one meal, so you have the intent, and it's one bias. But you're still going to need that there is either one of the units, there's one shamash serving both of them, or that they are they can see each other. So now, over here, you might have multiple waiters, and you have one waiter serving room A and one waiter serving room B, but they're not really eating in two different shulchanas, because they're all being served from the kitchen, and they're coming together as a unit. So in that situation where they are coming together as a unit, that's equivalent of one shamash serving them. So the point of one shamash serving them is it's one meal. So this is one meal, because they're all being served the same meal, coming out of the same kitchen with the same plans, being part of this larger meal together. So that's what we mentioned before, they did by the chasna, that even though there are multiple tables, they're mitzdarf together. That's what we mentioned before, that we've seen this idea already elsewhere. But you would need, in conjunction with that, you still need miksasim roya. So that even if it's not miksasim roya roya elu elu, since it's one shamish, they can be mitzarif together. So I had this shaila recently. Somebody was having a sudas bris in their home, because of the COVID situation, and then they had some people upstairs and downstairs. They could hear each other, but they couldn't necessarily see each other. Could they be mitzarif for the purpose of zimun? So based on what we're saying right now, the answer to that question would be yes. Okay? Bez Hashem, we will continue on the next siman, in the next shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.